Good evening. Tonight we're coming to you on the topic of feminism. And feminism is the advocacy for women in regards to the equality of the sexes. So a lot of times this topic gets a lot of bad flack from the men because men take it that sometimes feminism means that a woman just wants to be a man. You know, she does not know her place. She does not know her role. Well, a lot of times, you know, sometimes that can be the case, but I have found that the average woman looks at feminism totally differently. She does not look to be looked at like a man. She just wants equality. She wants opportunity that a man would have for providing the same skill or better skill or more quality that a man would bring to the table. So I feel like that is, you know, more than fair to ask. What we have to look at is that, why would a woman even need the same opportunities? Well, look at the average household these days. A lot of times, you know, there's no man there. So that woman is providing. She's doing the same things that a man would do to provide. And she doesn't have that man there. So she's going to need that equal pay because she's going to be the head of household. A lot of men are looking at it like, you know what? If she knew her role, she knew her place, then she would have a man in the house. So she needs to, if she becomes the woman that she's supposed to be, then she won't have these problems. I'm speaking from personal experience. I would have to say I may not be that hardcore picket line feminist. However, I am definitely a supporter of the feminist movement only because this topic comes into play with a lot of things, not just in the workplace, because there are a lot of things in place that, for the most part, human resources tries to filter those things and make sure there's equality and there's fairness in the workplace most of the time. You will even see this, however, in the arts, when it comes to theater, when it comes to certain opportunities, just, you know, in general, a lot of times men get the door open for them while women have to literally kick it down. And, you know, a lot of times women are like, oh, you know, we have to worry about crashing these glass ceilings. When unfortunately, when it comes to a lot of opportunities, these ceilings have become bulletproof. And so women now are trying to figure out how in the world do we get through these once glass ceilings that are now bulletproof plexiglass that it seems impossible for us to shatter. It seems impossible. We have all these skills. We have all this intellect. We have all these ideas and creativity, and we can barely even breathe because we are suffocating in our own ability. We're suffocating in our own possibilities because we are not getting the opportunity. We are not getting the chances. We're not getting the fair presentation or representation. And so that's a lot of times what the feminist movement is all about. It's about creating those opportunities for women who are out there, you know, basically just hustling and doing what they got to do, doing everything. They have the creativity. They have the ideas. They have the intellect. They have the futuristic thought process that can really change the world. But the doors are being shut, the windows are being sealed, and the ceilings are bulletproof. That's a lot of times what we are facing. And so getting back to the topic of how a lot of men look at it, a lot of men do look at it like, wow, you know, they just want to take our place. They don't know their place. They don't know how to stick to protocol. So the thing becomes the question that many of us have who do understand perfectly clearly that concept of being submissive, but we just don't have that person to be submissive to. We don't have that person to provide. We don't have that person to cover us. We don't have that person to create legacy for our household. It's all on our shoulders. So we can either lay down and die, or we can get it how we live, do what we know how to do. And that's where a lot of us are at. Not so much because we are, a lot of times when you speak feminism, they try to paint you as a woman that is She talks too much. She's too loud. She's obnoxious. That's why she's single. She doesn't know her place. She doesn't know how to love a man. She doesn't know how to be submissive. But it's just generally not the case. I'm not saying that that does not exist and that characteristic does not exist in some women. But overall, most women that support the feminist movement, they just want to call equality. They want opportunity. They want to be able to provide the way they need to provide for their household. They want to be able to create legacy be given the opportunity that a man would be able to be given for the same skill set. And so I was just to that point saying, you know, this evening I was making it clear and making it known. I wanted to make a post about the appreciation that I have for the men that are out here, you know, doing their very best. A lot of times, you know, some men are not applauded and they are not giving that pat on the back. And I wanted to make it clear, especially before tackling this topic of feminism, that we do see you guys. We see you out there doing your very best. However, when a woman is out here doing her very best and she's trying to get in and she's trying to find these open doors and she's trying to find these opportunities and she's trying to live her life and live her dreams and trying to, you know, just trying to create her best life, a lot of times it's just she's looked down upon. She's called everything but a child of God. She is looked at as a Jezebel or a woman who, you know, it just doesn't know her place. And so it's like, what do you do when you are that woman where you are, you know, you are single. And so you don't have a choice but to do it on your own. You don't have that covering in your household. If you don't pay the bills, you're not going to get paid. If you don't create legacy, it's not going to get made. You know, this is where you are at. What do you do when you are in that position? And how do you get that respect? How do you create those opportunities without being looked down upon? You could be the best. I know from personal experience, you can be one of the most kind-hearted, gentle women in the world, but you just so happen to be a go-getter. You just so happen to have a mind that goes a million miles a minute, and I'm always coming up with new ideas, and you want to try new things, and you want to live your dreams. And a lot of times people look at you like, oh no, she can't be the one because she don't know how to sit down. You know, she don't know how to just listen. She don't know how to just, you know, whatever. But a lot of the times, you guys, you have to keep in mind that every woman just does not know what it feels like to have a man come and say, you know what, baby? Okay, listen. I got you. Here's the game plan. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. You can put some of your feedback on the table, but I don't want you to sweat because I got this. You know, you got to trust me. I'm going to let you watch me for a little bit and let you see that I got this. You know, and you can definitely give your feedback, but you don't got to sweat. Like, kick your feet up. Go get your nails done. I promise you I got this. You know what? A lot of us, believe it or not, if we had that, we would be like, thank you, Lord. Listen, thank you, Lord. But when you don't have it, you still got to get it. You can't lay down and die. You cannot lay down and die. So that's a lot of times what the feminist movement is about. It's about, you know what? I got to get it. I can't lay down and die just because a man is not here, you know? And I think that's what men have to respect. You know, don't expect women to lay down and die because they don't have a man. That's just not what it's about. And a lot of times when you don't have a man, it's looked at like, oh, something got to be wrong with you. Oh, she cute. Oh, she got her own job. Oh, she's secretly crazy. She's psycho. Because I can't find nothing that's wrong with her on social media. So she got to be a pure psycho behind closed doors. That's why she ain't got no man. And, oh, if you knew how to do this, you would have a man. If you knew how to do that, you would have a man. What you got to realize, honey, is that a lot of times when you are that woman that is, you know, out here trying to get it and she really got a plan for her life, you run into a lot of people who are just not in the same place that you're at. They still want to be in a club. They still got things they want to do. They still exploring the waters. They still tasting the flavors, and you're past that stage. And so when you're past that stage and you run into men who are not past that stage, you got to be okay with being by yourself. you know, you have to be okay and you have to feel like I'm not damaged because I'm single, you know. But again, getting back to the feminist movement, I would just admonish men to just reconsider and reconsider the way that they view the whole movement in general. Just because, honestly, if you find a woman who is comfortable with who she is and is, you know, on her divine plan and looking to do those things that God has called her to do and to pursue those visions that God has called her to pursue, and she's out here just trying to live her best life, I'm telling you right now that that's your secret weapon, honey. I don't care if it's your mother, your sister, your daughter, your spouse, your wife, whatever the case may be. That's your secret weapon right there, because the way that a woman thinks is completely different the way that a man thinks, and God did that by design. He did that by perfect design. A woman can make plays that a man can't make. A woman can think in ways that a man can't think because she thinks different. She thinks as a nurturer. You know, she thinks ahead. She thinks, she plans differently. Her mind just works different. I mean, I would go to say is think of something as simple about as the way that a woman packs a diaper bag opposed to as a man packs a diaper bag. A lot of times the woman is thinking like, okay, if the baby spits up, then we got to put this on. But then what if the baby has a diaper blowout after that? And then what if we out late and they get tired and we need to put on a whole nother onesie so they can go to sleep? And what if we at grandma's house, but we decide to spend the night? So now I need a whole nother outfit for the next day. A woman is thinking, before she goes out the door, she's thinking like that. That's how she's packing that diaper bag. So you wondering like how she got everything you need in that diaper bag, because she had to think about that before she left the house. And that's how we think. You know, we have to think ahead because that's just how we are. That's how we're built as nurturers. So get a woman to apply that same forward thinking to a business. You know, get a woman to apply that same forward thinking. This, what if this happens? We got this plan B. We already got this set up. We got these plays set up because life happens, but we're going to be prepared. When you have a woman and you apply that to your vision, I'm telling you, that's your secret weapon. So I would just admonish men to think outside the box when it comes to the feminist movement. And because your queen, she can make moves that no other chess piece can make, you know. So I would just say, don't hate it, but love it. You know, love it. Let it bless you. Let the way that the woman thinks, let the way that the woman moves, let the way that the woman handles her business, let it bless you. And that's the seed for tonight. Good night.